Welcome to your Morning Boost, your daily leadership advice to help you lead your school community. Brought to you by AWB Education and sponsored by Grundmeier Leader Services, where together we are transforming education, one leader at a time. Now here's your host, Adam Bush.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome to your Morning Boost. Happy Monday to all of you. We are kicking off this week by diving into a topic that is foundational to a thriving school community, and that is boosting educator resilience. Today, we'll explore why this just isn't a buzzword, but a critical component of professional well-being, backed by powerful research. And we'll share practical research-based strategies you can implement right now to build a stronger, more resilient team. Stay tuned. Now, the mental and emotional toll of the teaching profession is well documented. According to a 2021 survey of educators, a staggering 78% reported frequent job-related stress, a number significantly higher than the 40% of other working adults. And this survey was from the Institute of Education Sciences. This isn't a problem that can be solved with self-care alone. It requires a systemic, supportive approach from leadership. Resilience, as research defines it, is an internal capacity to adapt and cope with emotionally demanding situations. As school leaders, we're in a unique position to cultivate a culture where this capacity can flourish. Now, here are a few ways for us to get started. First of all, we want to foster a culture of psychological safety. When we create an environment where educators feel comfortable being vulnerable and asking for help, this is paramount. Research published in Frontiers in Psychology found that social support and autonomy are positively related to teacher emotional resilience. This means encouraging peer support networks and giving teachers more agency in their classrooms and professional development. For example, instead of mandating a single professional development course for the entire staff, maybe instead you provide options that align with individual teacher goals and interests. The autonomy to choose a path of growth can be incredibly empowering and build a sense of professional ownership. We also want to make sure we provide practical, not just perfunctionary support. While free yoga classes and mindfulness apps are nice, they don't address the root causes of burnout. A study from the Institute of Education Sciences found that while self-care practices can help with symptoms, they are not effective if educators don't have the external support they need. A more effective strategy is to proactively manage workloads. For instance, consider implementing a subtraction mindset, as suggested by educational consultant Michelle Blanchett, where you collaborate with your team to identify and remove tasks, meetings, or processes that don't add value. One principle, for instance, protects a 90-minute weekly collaborative planning block for teachers by having specialist teams move students between rooms, ensuring teachers have dedicated, uninterrupted time to plan without bringing work home. This kind of tangible support shows you truly understand and respect their time. So to recap, fostering educator resilience is not about fixing individuals, but about strengthening the entire system. By creating a psychologically safe environment and providing concrete workload-focused support, you can significantly reduce stress and help your teachers not just survive, but thrive. Remember, the true mark of a resilient school isn't the absence of challenges, but the collective strength to overcome them. As Nelson Mandela famously said, "The greatest glory in living lies not in never failing, but in rising every time we fall." Your role is to be the anchor that helps your team rise. Thanks for listening, everybody. I hope you have a wonderful Monday, and we will talk with you again tomorrow.
You have been listening to your Morning Boost by AWB Education in partnership with Grundmeier Leader Services. You can find out more about our services by clicking on the links in the description. Remember, you are doing this vital job that only a few can do. So until next time, thank you for your service to your community.